Welcome to the Magic Potion Podcast, where a sprinkle and a dash can enhance your class. Listen to learn about tools, techniques, and stories from educators on ways to improve your lessons, create a positive culture, and much more. I'm your host, Kevin Reinemann, and now it's time to make it happen.
Episode 5, Be Grateful and Say Thank You. This is going to be a short episode today. I just had something that popped up into my mind and wanted to definitely share it while I was thinking about it. You know, earlier this week, actually, if we go back to last week, I was in our local newspaper surprisingly twice in a matter of like 4 days for a couple things I had going on between hosting some workshops and, doing an open house at our new makerspace for our teachers and getting that highlighted in our local area here. And one of them actually ended up on the front page. So because of that, as I've been out and about in the community, I was actually out grocery shopping today. I've been having people come up to me that I don't regularly see saying, "Hey, congratulations, awesome. Great job. Keep it up. You're doing awesome things for the school." And that got me to thinking a little bit about, you know, we need to make sure that we are saying thank you and we are letting those at our school know that their efforts are appreciated. Now, I don't want that to come off as like make it seem like I don't feel appreciated, because that's not the case at all. The culture at the school where I work is great in the means of letting myself know, or you know, my teachers saying that they appreciate me and everything they do, and vice versa. So I just want to make sure that's going on at other schools too, that we're reaching out to those that don't hear it, that really do need to hear it. You know, we've got those positions in our school that, you know, you might not see very often. Those after hours custodians, they're doing a lot to make sure it's a clean and safe environment for the students. Are we being sure to say thank you? You know, we may not physically see them very often, but let's leave notes for them. Say thank you for the great job. I really appreciate everything that you do. Be grateful for it. And that carries on to, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a building principal, make sure you're telling your teachers, you know, highlight some of the great lessons that they're doing with their students. You know, let everyone know that there's great things going on in your school. If you are a superintendent, you know, be highlighting those teachers, and maybe you need to be highlighting the principals in your building or assistant principals, however you have it set up. And teachers, make sure you say thank you for your students and recognize their achievements. As we're gearing up for a new school year, you know, I kind of, you know, with my love for Cleveland Indians baseball, I like to think about the upcoming school year kind of as a new baseball season. It's a little weird, a little different, but that's okay. So I like to think of it that, hey, we've got opening day coming up here real soon. And if you hear that little guy in the background, my son and I are playing in the backyard having some fun here. Say hi, buddy. Okay, he's occupied. But anyways, we have opening day coming up here real soon with the new school year kicking off. That means schools are going to be having professional development sessions. That means, you know, we're in the middle of the off season right now, kind of spring training. Like the workshops I'm hosting, those are for the people that are kind of answering their calling and going above and beyond. They're doing things on their own time rather on those teacher work days. And you know, I'm very, very grateful for them on giving up their time to come listen to me talk and something to benefit their classrooms. I really appreciate them doing that. And the other part is that we're coming around to, we're in the middle of off-season pickups. You know, some people, you know, the roster, so to say, changes every year with your teachers. And it's all about making that great lineup. You know, what's the batting order for grades K1, 2, 3, so on and so forth? Are you getting the right teachers in the right places to maximize? It's kind of a strategy to make sure your school is as beneficial as possible for everybody in it. and for your students. You know, lo and behold, at the end of every single day, what we're doing is for these students. So while we're talking about students, I just want to finish up this episode with the idea of take time to let your students know that you are proud of them. When they do something great in class, if they ask a great question, if they have an answer you weren't ready for or expecting out of them, let them know. You know, you never know. At home, they may never hear those words, "I'm proud of you." So you be that person. You be proud of your students. If you're a principal, you be proud of your staff. Let them know. Let them shine. That's all I have for today.
Thank you for listening to the Magic Potion Podcast. This podcast was created using Anchor FM. Please subscribe and leave comments with your thoughts and ideas from the classroom. Until next time, get out there and make it happen.